You are listening to Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport with Sam Lane and Lemo. And Sammy, you know I love my soccer, football, the world game. And one of the huge appeals of sport is the ability of teams to move through the grades. And we focus on it a lot in English football. Stories like Wrexham or Sunderland have captured the imagination courtesy of their TV shows as they've moved through the grades. I mean, Wrexham went from non-league to League 2 to League 1. Now they're in the Championship. And they're in the conversation to move up to the Premier League as well, just by the way. It's an amazing story. And you know the one country in the world where this doesn't happen? Australia.
Huh.
And our next guest is trying to address that. He's a comedian, a broadcaster, and you might know him from Have You Been Paying Attention or Thank God You're Here or one of the many other appearances he's made on radios and televisions around the place. But more importantly, loves a round ball. More than most. Ed Cavalli, welcome to Summer Grandstand.
Thank you very much, Sam and Lemo. I'm live at the Bellerive Oval where I can tell you that a wicket has fallen. I mean, I cannot tell you how happy I am to come on after Sam Lane, a Sheffield Shield update, the single most ABC thing of all time.
Ed.
You're completely devoid of excitement. It's like a hardship posting. Well, I'm here in Pyongyang and everybody seems really happy. They're celebrating our dear leader and everyone's having a great time. See you next week. Wonderful. Just wonderful.
I am a very gullible person, Ed, and when you said, you know, reporting from, I was like, maybe he is there. And we've been taking, you know, talk back today on animal invasions in sport, and I thought you were going to report on something you'd just seen.
Yes, I have. I can report live from the Bellerive Oval here. What can only be described as a supporter has entered the ground, and everyone is as shocked as I am.
And we've got to stay up to speed with the Sheffield Shield, and this is what
ABC. Don't you dare, Lemo Lehman. Don't you dare even mention the Sheffield Shield in my presence, because me and Australia's, you know, worst person, David William Hughes, otherwise known as Hughesy, were the only two people in attendance one day at the Junction Oval when Queensland was playing Victoria in the Sheffield Shield final. So don't you dare talk to me about the Sheffield Shield.
I love it. I was a regular at Adelaide Oval back in the day at Shield games. My favourite bit was when there were 100 people at a Shield match, you could hear the conversations on the ground echo through the stands. It was fantastic.
Absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I think I heard Ian Healy say, "Why is Hughesy here? What a loser."
Now, Ed Cavalli, we need to talk to you about your soccer project. Can I call
that serious?
Can I call it that? What are you doing?
Yeah. Okay, so Breaking Barriers is the name of it. So a guy called Matt Windley came to me who's worked in media. He's worked at football administration, et cetera, et cetera. And he's been around. He's been in the media, still is, and he's worked on both sides of the ledger. And Sammy came to me and he said, "Look, you know, I love football." And he and I were having a conversation one day about how I don't understand how clubs end up in the A-League because, sadly, as you know, Lemo, over the journey of its sort of short history, a number of clubs have gone to the wall in the A-League. And it started, you know, with such a bang, and it's still going well, and it's still a good competition, but it doesn't seem to have the same resonance as it has in the past. And yet the conversations around it always seem to be, oh, it's either hanging on or not doing very well. However, you know, Sam, they've brought in this other thing, the Australia Cup, which is for teams, you know, like the FA Cup, which is sort of open to basically all teams. And you're seeing, you know, all around the country, 5,000, 10,000, 11,000 at these matches, which are supposedly for second-tier soccer clubs. So there's a divide there which is unlike anything else in the sporting world anywhere in the world. Normally the top division is where most of the crowds are focused, and then you sort of move down as you go down the ranks. So, and the question is, and I'll put it to you two now, how does a club join the A-League? No one seems to be able to tell us that.
Well, there's certainly no system of promotion and relegation that you see around the world. And Ed, you mentioned the Cup there. Heidelberg FC drew huge interest, and people were loving that part of the story. I mean, the Newcastle Jets knocked them off in the end, in the final, but that was a great story.
Yeah, 100%. And it was packed houses, and, you know, the broadcasts were getting a lot of views. It was generating very positive, you know, column inches, as we used to call it, or YouTube views. And that, I think, is at the core of this, where you go, all right, how do you get a club that has a lot of actual support, genuine support, and how far can that go? Because I think that there's ambition. That ambition is now gone. And is there a chance that we can show on this YouTube series, Breaking Barriers, either A, why that is, or B, what can be done to maybe put some of that back?
Okay, so what's the strategy, I guess? Like, how do you think that
can
happen?
Thank you for asking. Thank you for asking. I've got two terms for you, Sam Lane, that I know are deep into your heart. Ready?
Yep.
Crypto and petrodollars.
Oh,
I mean,
Lord.
That is
what you need.
I mean, that is Limo's Tinder profile, and that is where we're headed. So we are.
There's a headline.
I mean, a headline. It's a Saturday night. So we've got. So basically, we're taking the approach of we fix the club, but that's going to be revealed shortly. And then it's about, you know, I use the analogy of the bridge climb. So the bridge climb in Sydney, you go there and there's 99 reasons on the wall as to why it was not allowed to be done. And they knock them off one by one. And then, hey, presto, there's bridge climb and there's John Travolta in the overalls. But then what we're trying to do is go, right, what are the actual reasons? And let's just go through them one by one. And maybe we find out, you know what, that's absolutely fair enough. This is ridiculous. Or you give a club some ambition, and then all the other clubs look at it and go, well, maybe we could do that too.
And Ed, as Heidelberg FC have proven, they're more than capable of competing that level.
Yes, Limo, that's the thing. The gap isn't that big.
Yeah.
That was the whole thing. It was always been like, oh, no, these, you know, your South Melbournes, your West Perths, your Hobarts, you know, they're not good enough. They're all there. And you go, oh, the Australia Cup's kind of showed us that, yeah, there is a bit of a gap there, but it's not that large. And so I think That's worth finding out on and off the field.
Ed, here's something I want you to square away for me as far as soccer in Australia goes. I look at my son's primary school. I reckon three times as many kids play soccer as they do Aussie rules. And I reckon that's the same at a lot of primary schools around the country. So soccer's very popular.
Yeah.
Huge uptake with kids. And the clubs are just, you know, they've got thousands of kids wanting to play soccer.
Yeah.
It's a popular sport. People love it. My son comes home and talks to me about Lionel Messi, right?
Yeah.
And he doesn't even play soccer. Where's the breakdown? Why isn't that translating through the sport to the top level?
Because they can't. When was the last time he said, oh, I love insert Melbourne City player here or something like that?
Yeah.
They've got to be able to see themselves. You know, Ange Postecoglou just did, you know, one of the Gary Neville show over in the UK, and he was talking about, you know, the Australian Institute of Sport when they really took it seriously in the 90s. Viduka, Kuehl, the list, Cahill, the list went on. And, you know, that generation, Sam, who all looked up to those players, we had a 15-year tail of Australians in the top leagues coming from that. And that is now, I don't know the answer to that, Limo. That's what we have to find out, to go, how do we get, even if they're here for 2 years, Sam, even if they only play in Australia in whatever the A-League becomes for 2 years, these people who, you know, these players that move on overseas, which is already happening, but they just, the kids aren't making the link. It's exactly right, Limo. They don't make the link between they started here and now they're there.
So, Ed, apart from ABC Summer Grandstand with Sam Lane and Limo, where are you taking this conversation? I mean, the new boss of the A-League is a former Freo Dockers CEO, Steve Rozic. Do you knock on his door? Yeah. Have you already? Yeah. Are there other sports bosses?
I said, hello. I said, Steve, it's Ed here. you will have seen my insurance ad, so thank you for that. And I sat down with Steve and I said, now, normally when we get someone who comes from another sport, basically it's a trip to a better job. Is that what we're doing here, or can we have someone who actually likes the game? So basically, Sam, that's for Steve to show us that he actually cares and that he wants to do the greatest thing he can possibly do for this sport, as opposed to former bosses, is that, in my opinion, perhaps may have not had the grasp of the issues that you two have already managed to bring up here today.
Have you sought a meeting with Steve?
I'm not that heavily involved. That's more of your mat time. On this project, I'm more of your big ideas, wander in, get some camera time. I'm sure they have. I'm sure they have, because I know they're already talking to former heads of the sport, and I'm sure they're working their way to him.
But
it's not a top-down approach. You can't do that. There's no point doing top-down, because that's sort of not the point of this. The point of this is to go, well, here's a club. It's got all this stuff going for it. What are the reasons why it can't be in that top tier? And let's try and work those out. I just don't think that top-down approach is even worth it, to be honest.
So in your view, Ed Cavalier, in a perfect world, we would have two tiers of football in Australia, yes. Or maybe even more?
Two tiers. You can get relegated from the top tier to the second tier, but in the second tier, you don't drop out of professional football.
Okay.
That would be my idea for it. That's my idea. And hey, we'll soon find out if it's you know, the worst idea of all time. But, you know, we already have that. It's called My Kitchen Rules. So let's work out if we can do... Let's work out whether or not there is some progress that can be made.
I'm looking forward to your My Kitchen Rules documentary, which follows this one. Ed Cavalier.
No. Oh, my goodness. And there's been... Oh, my goodness, Sam and Limo. I'm here in Broken Ridge. I'm here in... I've moved to Broken Ridge. And there's been a wicket in 8th Division cricket. And my goodness, the place is going absolutely fair. I'll talk to you again in 6 days.
Okay, thank you, Ed Cavalier. There, coming live from Broken Ridge, was that?
And Belle Reve at the same time.
Thank you, mate. Much appreciated.
A pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, Ed.